Architect turned woodturner Alan Meredith's love of wood began on his family's farm in Mount Mellick, a place appropriately named The Oak. Ever since, he's been deepening his admiration and his arsenal of skills and techniques for working with wood, from turning to fuming, steaming, bending and chiselling, all the while trying to understand the unique qualities each piece of wood possesses. Culture Files' Aine Gallagher went to visit Alan at The Oak, where he now has his studio and workshop.
So really we're trying to find the shape within the piece that we've bent. So we've bent the piece of wood and then we refine it by the hands-on drawing on the wood. Sometimes there might be a crack or a knot or something in the wood that would direct the shape. Okay. The way, because we're using big pieces of oak that's kind of unpredictable in a way, but then that's kind of nice because it kind of, it means you have to work with what you get through the process.
So my name is Alan Meredith, and I'm from County Laois, a rural town called Mount Mellick, and I'm a furniture maker, wood turner, and I trained as an architect in UCD. And once I graduated, I set up a studio on the family farm where we make three strands of work: vessels, furniture, and installations for public spaces. The focus is on Irish hardwoods and how they might be used within those three disciplines, and how work might be designed in such a way that it takes best advantage of the material.
What is it about wood as a material that you've been drawn to for so many years?
It's something to do with its tactility and the actual density of the material, and the texture of it, but also then it's got a similar kind of life to humans, so it's a little bit longer maybe. But like a tree might grow to be 100 to 500 years old, and it stays in the one place. There's a mystery about it. It's been here, I suppose, in our distant memory. So like our grandparents would have known the tree, and maybe our great-grandchildren would know the same tree. And each piece is different and it's got variety. It's alive. I have been drawn to oak. Not quite sure why. I know in terms of turning, it's got a great strength for the steam bending and making of those vessels. It seems like the most suitable material for that. So maybe they have come from the material, or I've made them in a certain way because of the material I've been using, but whichever way it is, I guess it doesn't really matter. Also, the finishes in terms of the colouring, so you could use oak, has got a high tannin content, so that means it can be fumed with ammonia, which gives it a rich brown colour, or it can be ebonized with iron oxide, which makes it black. So they're both natural colourings that can be done with quite simple chemicals that react with the oak. So it's a natural process that gets the finish. And then also, because of the high tannin content, it's really good for using outdoors. So the public space pieces I would have made would be all in oak as well, simply because it's going to last. Like it'll have a lifespan outside for at least 30 years, maybe longer. So it's got a permanence. When it's been turned, it can be used in quite a fluid manner. It's quite a nice material to turn. And then it is the native tree for Ireland, and also the name of my home place. So it seems to just have everything going for it, to be honest with you.
Wood turning in Ireland, is it a craft that's dying out, or is it something that a lot of people are practicing?
I think it's probably in a healthy place in terms of the technical aspects, a very healthy place in terms of technical aspects. But I guess as an artistic medium, it probably only exists like 50 years, maybe since the 70s in America or something like that. So, of course, it was used for making legs and bowls, and like there's examples of Viking bowls in the museum in Dublin, and there's chairs, like the Windsor chairs. The legs were turned originally by wood turners working out in the field. All those traditional ways weren't necessarily artistic, maybe in the way that ceramics has a history of that, or glassware. And then, of course, Liam Flynn. Liam Flynn was a woodturner who sadly died in 2017 in the middle of a very creative and international career. And he made his work in Abbeyfield, County Limerick, in a small workshop that his great-grandfather had also worked in. His practice starting maybe in the 80s, and he really took the work to a very high level, which to my mind has probably, there's nobody else has surpassed that in terms of the quality of the work. For me anyway, personally, Liam would have brought to light the possibility of wood turning as an artistic discipline.
Yeah, do you find that craft in general in Ireland is not always taken seriously as a fine art?
Yeah, certainly. But then I suppose there's lots of craft that's not fine art. And
So we have
to be careful. We can, you know, where's the line? Who knows?
The two strands within your practice, you have these decorative vessels and you have the furniture, and you consider them separate practices.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose in terms of one thing for sure is the simple function. That's not really enough, because my chairs are hand carved and hand sculpted, and we think about them as a form. Okay, they're comfortable, but the form is the real driver at this stage anyway. The line and the shape and the finish and the texture, that's really what we're exploring rather than the function of the piece, I think. In terms of the vessels aren't functional. They're exhibited on a plinth and they're collected by somebody for their artistic merit as opposed to anything else. So it is what it is. But so where's the line between... If that line is blurry, that's the truth of the matter, yeah. I suppose, I would just hope to just blur it even more.
Today, I feel like pleasing you more than before. Today, I know what I want to do.
Alan Meredith there talking to Áine Gallagher, and you can see Alan's work at alanmeredith.ie.